The world of entrepreneurship is super crowded. It's so difficult to stand out. It's so hard to let people know who you really are, to make a lasting impression on potential customers as a business owner. So the question is, how do you stand out from other people in your industry? Well, we're going to talk about that coming up next in this episode. You're listening to the Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, and I've dedicated my entire life to helping people win. Win in their careers, win in their businesses, and win in their lives. This podcast is going to help you get on your grind and hustle to create the life you love and walk in gratitude along the journey. Each episode, I'll teach you tools and tactics and bring you conversations with experts that will help you turn your passion into a thriving online business. Life isn't about wishing for something greater. It's about making it happen. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it. Welcome to the Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, aka Coach Stone. Thanks so much for being here as always. I really appreciate it. Please make sure that you subscribe and leave a review because that will really help me out. In this episode, I'm speaking to entrepreneurs, I'm speaking to business owners, I'm even speaking to people who have professional careers. And the question is, how do you stand out from other people in your industry? How do you do it? People ask me all the time how I develop this energetic, dynamic, outgoing personality. And to be perfectly honest, I'm pretty sure that I've inherited it from my mom and from my family because my family are very outgoing. We're sometimes loud. We love to laugh. We're very gregarious. We're people. And so I know that some of that came from my family, but some of it also came from me making a conscious effort to connect with other people. And I really want to break it down because you don't have to be the most outgoing person to be able to connect and stand out from other people. You don't have to be the most dynamic. You don't have to be the loudest person in the room to make a lasting impression on potential customers or business partners or just people in general. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about five things that you can do to stand out from other people in your industry. And the first thing that you can do is be authentic. Be true to who you are. If you're somebody who's more introverted, don't try to put yourself way out there to the level where you're super uncomfortable every time you have to have a conversation with somebody about your business or about what you do. Now, I'm not saying don't put yourself out there at all because you have to, because that's how you land clients. That's how you grow your business. That's how you build your brand. But don't try to be somebody who you're not. Don't try to put on this persona or this personality or to become somebody that you know you don't want to become just to land clients. And I think that's the case whether you're introverted, extroverted, it doesn't matter. Be true to who you are. Don't lie about who you are. Don't exaggerate what you do in your business. Just be open and honest and authentic. In this day and age, people can really see through the BS. They can see when you're lying. They can see when you're not telling the truth. They can see when you're not comfortable in walking in your truth. So be authentic. If you have a business right now and you're trying to land more clients, one of the first things that you have to do is just be real, be authentic. What is your mission? What is the product and the services that you offer? Who are your target audience? And be real about how you can help them. Don't try to exaggerate things. Don't lie about what you do. Don't lie about the numbers. Just be real and be authentic. And you will attract your ideal clients. You will attract your client avatar. So the very first thing that you can do to stand out is just be authentic. Because so many other people and so many other companies and organizations and businesses are not. They're lying to people. They're exaggerating. They don't have a regard for their clients, and they're out here telling a lot of lies. So one way to stand out is just be real and be authentic about who you are and what you do in your business and what your business does. The second thing you can do to stand out in your industry is to be vulnerable. Share mistakes. Share things that you messed up on. See, especially if you're a personal brand, especially if you're a solo entrepreneur, it's so important for you to be human. It's so important for potential clients to understand that you're real, that you're a real person that they can relate to. And sometimes we put on these fronts and we don't want people to know that we make mistakes. We don't want people to know that we're not always at our best. We don't want people to know that we struggle sometimes. And that's what makes that deep connection. Being vulnerable in your business or in your life really helps people to make that deep connection. Now, you have to be careful about what it is that you say. Like sometimes you can't go too deep with it because, you know, especially if that vulnerability or that mistake is around something that your business is really about, then you don't want to go too deep with that because clients will be like, you don't know what you're doing. But we all make mistakes. Large organizations make mistakes. Nike makes mistakes. Amazon makes mistakes. Google and Apple make mistakes. And it's owning up to those mistakes that really makes that connection between you and potential customers. So don't be afraid to share your mistakes. Don't be afraid to say that we've struggled, we messed up here, we fixed this issue. That's what people want to know. And that's how you land customers. That's how you stand out from everybody else, because some people aren't admitting to their mistakes. Some companies don't admit when they messed up. And when people find out, they're upset. And so these are the things that can kind of help you to stand out from other people in your industry. It's the same as being at your job. If you make a mistake on your job, step up right away, take ownership, and try to find the proper solution. You know, I used to mess up in my job sometimes, and people really respected that when I said, hey, I made a mistake, I'm working on fixing it, or I have a solution. Most of the time, people were fine with that. So be vulnerable and share your mistakes. And also share what you've learned from those mistakes. Like share those lessons. What did you learn from making that mistake? What did you learn from failing at that thing? Those are the kinds of things that will help you to stand out from other people in your industry. The third thing is do what you say you're going to do. Now, I know this seems so simple, but I've done business with lots of different companies, and I'm sure you have too. And they made this big promise and they didn't deliver. And maybe it happened more than once. Once it happens more than once, then you're not going to trust that company to do what they say they can do. Or you're not going to trust that individual to do what they say they can do. So just do what you say you're going to do. It's so minor, but it's so major. Because so many people are making big promises about the things they can provide, the things they can do, the services they can provide, the products they can provide. And then they fall short. And people get tired of getting let down over and over and over again. So if you can just do what you say you're going to do, deliver the product or the service on time, you know, deliver the big promise that you make. If you can do those things, then that is going to make you stand out from the crowd. It's so crazy that all you have to do is deliver food to somebody at a restaurant on time, what they ordered, and hot. And that's considered great customer service in some cases. See, the bar and the standard for great service has lowered so much that if you actually do what you say you're going to do, I'm going to bring you your food hot, what you ordered in a timely manner. People actually consider that to be great service, but it's not. It's what should happen. That's what you paid for. And so if you understand this, then all you have to do is do what you say, and you automatically stand out from your competitors who aren't doing what they say, who aren't delivering what they promise. And so that's something so simple, but many of us get it wrong for so many reasons. We overpromise and underdeliver. We don't have the right resources. We make this big promise and we fall short because we just don't have the capacity to deliver, but when we don't sort of right size that promise, we continue on with the big promise and continue to fall short over and over again. So do what you say. Deliver what you say you're going to deliver. Deliver on that promise that you deliver. And that will help you stand out from your competitors. That will help you stand out from other people in your industry, in your career industry, in your business industry. So just do what you say you're going to do. I know it sounds so simple, right? I know you're thinking, Danny, like this stuff is easy. And it is. That's the thing about it. None of this is complicated. None of it's complicated. Just do what you say you're going to do. Do you ever think about doing something you love for a living? Have you ever thought about making a greater impact in the world? Well, it starts with finding the right passionate idea to launch your amazing online business. I say online business because it gives you the freedom to work from anywhere. Let me help you unlock your big idea. Head over to IamDannyStone.com and sign up for your profitable, passionate idea. The fourth thing that you can do to stand out from the crowd is to listen to your customers and respond in a timely manner. Listen to what they're saying. What are your customers saying? What are their pain points? What do they want? How do they want to feel? What changes do they want to see with your products and your services? Are you responding to them? Are you responding to complaints? Are you responding to the praise that they're singing? What are you doing to listen and respond to your customers? Are you making it easy for them to make suggestions? Are you making it easy for them to connect with you? These are the things that make us stand out from other people. And I think it's really important because some of your best ideas may come from your customers or your potential customers. So we have to listen. You know, I remember when I first started my training company many years ago. I had this training company and we would go into big companies and we would do all types of training. We would do Microsoft training and customer service training, and we would do some coaching and different types of consulting. And at the time, I thought I had everything figured out. I know exactly how to present myself. I know exactly what customers need. I would go into meetings cocky and arrogant, and it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. I ended up falling short most of the time. And it wasn't until I really started like deeply listening in these conversations with potential customers that I really started to understand their individual needs. And then I took all of those individual needs and started to look at patterns in terms of what potential customers were struggling with. And once I did that, I had way more information. The conversations went way better because I was having educated conversations now, because I listened to potential customers. The ones that we landed, I listened to the ones that we didn't land. And by the way, you know, the customers that we didn't land, I would ask why. I would ask them why they chose to go with somebody else. And I would take that information and I would put that together in my next presentation to another potential organization, got better and better and better. And so listening to what your customers want and responding to them is so powerful. It can really help you to hone in on what it is that they want and offer the right products and services. And I think this is really powerful because a lot of people just don't do that. We often dictate to our customers and we tell them what we think they want. This is what you need. You know, somebody comes to buy a pair of shoes and you try to sell them a car. You know, they're not there looking for a car. They want a pair of shoes. So listen to your customers, find out what it is that they want, and let them know that you're working on things. If you have to make some changes to your business, if you have to make some changes to your products or your services, then let them know. Thank you so much for, you know, responding. Thank you for giving us this feedback. To all of our customers, we want you to know that we've heard you And we are making some changes to our products and services. And we're going to come back with an even better product or service to help you, you know, do whatever it is that you're trying to do. That's how you form deep relationships. That's how you stand out from other businesses, from other entrepreneurs. You listen and you respond. You look at every comment. You respond to every comment, every email, every comment on social media. You respond. And then you make the proper adjustments to your business. The fifth thing that you really have to do, if you really want to stand out, and you know, I did a whole episode about this. I think it was episode 6. You might want to go back and listen to that. It's all about telling your story. Learn to be better storytellers. If you really want to stand out from your competitors, if you really want to stand out from the crowd, learn to tell better stories. And again, I have a whole episode about this, but it's so important that if you have a business, that you learn to tell the story of your business, or you learn to tell your story as an entrepreneur. What did you learn from the struggles? What did you learn from the successes? Why did you start the business? What pain points are you trying to address for your potential customers? I mean, you buy stuff. Why do you shop at the places you shop at? Why do you purchase the products that you purchase from the people that you purchase them from? Why do you use the services that you use? Is it that they have great service? Is it how they make you feel? Is it the product is superior? Why? Think about why you use other people's services and put that into your own business. Take some of those things, those feelings, the service, the engagement, everything that you experience as a customer with some of your favorite places that you shop or the favorite organizations that you utilize, and put that into your own business. And a lot of it probably has to do with they're great storytellers. They learn to tell their story. And I've said this many times, if you look at an Apple commercial or you look at a Google commercial or you look at a Nike commercial, they are amazing storytellers. Have you ever looked at any of those commercials? Have you ever looked at like one of these Nike commercials? Don't you feel like you could be an athlete running through the streets of Spain or running through the streets of New York? Once you see these commercials and you put on those sneakers, wouldn't you think that you could do exactly what these people in the commercial are doing? And that's the power of telling stories, right? So you have to learn to be a better storyteller if you want to stand out from your competitors. And this is something I've been working on for many, many years. I learned to tell my story. And I learned to tell the story of potential customers. You know, when I go to speak at an organization and they ask me to come in as a speaker, I learn as much as I can about the organization. I learn about the people. I learn about their pain points. I learn their story. What is the story of this organization? How did this come about? What have you been doing over the last 5 or 7 years? Like, I want to know the story, the ups and the downs, because I can take that and then put that into delivering a very powerful speech. And so that's one of the things I do. And when people come to me in their business and they're looking for coaching, I do the same thing. I say, okay, tell me the story of your business, or tell me your story as an entrepreneur. And I listen. And as I'm listening for, you know, the pain points. I'm listening for the wins. I'm listening for the successes. I'm listening for everything. I'm listening for things that they're not saying. And then I work with business owners to put together powerful, inspiring stories. And that's what it is. Since the beginning of time, we've been telling stories. But many of us don't learn the techniques of being great storytellers in our business. And that's what it takes. If you want to sell something, if you want to connect with more potential customers, if you want to reach more people, if you want to build your brand, then you have to learn to be a better storyteller. That's how you stand out. Don't you know that the best and the biggest companies in the world are the best storytellers? So we have to learn to be better storytellers. That's how you stand out from others. That's how you stand out from your competitors. Become a better storyteller. And so these are just a few of the things that I've learned over the years and that have really helped me to propel my career, to build my brand, to grow my company. It's really about these things. It's about being authentic and being real about who I am and not trying to lie. It's about being vulnerable and admitting my mistakes. You know, I've done that so many times in speeches, on my social media, in my coaching groups. You know, I step up and I let people know that, hey, I'm human. I make mistakes. And here's what I've learned from those mistakes. And here's how I've gotten better. Or here's how it's helped my business. I've also did what I said I can do. I promise something and I deliver on that promise. And if I can't, then I step up and tell people, hey, I can't deliver. But do what you say you're going to do. And that's what I've done. I also listen. I listen to people. I'm a deep listener. I can listen to what people are saying and I can read between the lines, or I can take honest feedback and take that and respond and do better the next time. And I think that's key if you're a business owner. If you're really trying to grow your brand or build your business, you have to learn to listen and respond. And then the other thing is learn to tell better stories. Once you become a better storyteller, you'll land more clients, you'll build a bigger brand, you'll make more money. All of these things will happen. So those are just five quick tips that I wanted to share with you. This is how you can stand out in your career, in your industry. This is how you build a bigger personal brand or build a bigger business brand. Again, these are things that I've learned over the years through trial and error, through failures and successes, from my mentors and coaches, and just watching other people who are successful. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope that you learned something. Go ahead and leave a comment on my Instagram, I am Danny Stone, and let me know your biggest takeaway from this. I'm really curious to hear. Also, let me know what other topics you would like me to cover. I'm always open to that. I can't believe that we're already on episode 20. Episode 20 already. So please let me know what you think about this particular episode and let me know what future episodes you would like me to cover to help you level up your life and your business. That's it for this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks so much for being my co-host on this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. I really appreciate you. I hope that you learned something and you're motivated to take action and get on your grind. Didn't that go by fast? If you want more, head over to grindandgratitude.com for show notes and information about this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a rating so more people will know to tune in. And let me leave you with this. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.